Welcome to AM Best Audio.
I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and my guest today is Tim Grant, AVP of Auto Insurance at LexisNexis Risk Solutions, who joins us to discuss how insurers can unlock more value from driving violation insights. From emerging trends in driver behavior to advanced segmentation strategies and the role of data in both profitability and public safety. Tim, so glad you could join us today.
Hi, John. Thank you very much. Appreciate the time.
So, Tim, from your vantage point, what are the biggest trends that you're seeing in driver behavior today? And what does the latest violations data tell us about the, where risks are increasing the most?
Yeah, you know, we all know, of course, the story of COVID, post-COVID. The open roads led to a rise in risking driver behavior and an increase in super speed, DUIs, and other violations. Many of these were observed across really all age groups. As well, there was a reversal in prior declines for traffic fatalities. So now we're 5 years from that event, and mileage has returned to prior levels. We're even seeing some of the commute patterns return to normalize back. And really, there's some stabilization across some of the violations, but others continue to rise. One that's most concerning to us and we see in our data is the rise in distracted driving violations. It was pretty slow and steady, really, the years immediately following COVID. But by late 2023, that began to break out of its trend line. And 2023 and 2024, there were multiple months, really, that we saw it up more than 40% over the same month prior year. The other alarming feature is that we're seeing the growth across literally all age groups. The highest rate of growth, in fact, is seen in the 66 plus age group, followed closely behind by the 36 to 45. So this isn't just about the teens who can't get the smartphone out of their hands.
As you well know, auto insurers rely on data from motor vehicle records to price and underwrite more effectively. With registry prices rising, what can insurers do to extract more value from their violation data?
Yes, this data is certainly critical and highly predictive of future risk for auto insurers. So, I'll qualify that we see in our data that a minor violation has a 92% higher PD frequency. That's for a driver who has this violation type versus a clean driver. And that rate, in fact, goes up to 137% riskier if the driver has a major violation. So critical and predictive data. And we see in our data and in our analysis that we believe insurers have opportunity for greater segmentation. A few examples we've shared, first with speeding, particularly major speeding, that there's opportunity for further segmentation. We observe that much of the market still applies some basic major and minor and base point structure. Yet with the various speed segments in major speed, we see a pretty meaningful loss performance differential. We also see violations which are labeled as minor not being so minor. Some such as signal lights and signs perform worse than other minor violations. Also, non-moving violations that really matter. Seat belts, equipment, and parking, which may not even be leveraged for rating or underwriting, may perform similar to even some of the riskiest minor violations or major violations. Going back to distracted driving, I called out and the alarming trend and increase in that segment, the market may assign that as a minor violation, and yet it performs 40% worse than the average minor violations. So we really believe there's a greater opportunity for the market to better optimize the data and extract more value. As the market, I believe I called out, is using a point assignment that may have been created many years or even decades ago.
So as you mentioned earlier, the data shows sharp increases in distracted driving across all demographics. So how should carriers think about applying a scalpel versus a sledgehammer approach to risk segmentation so they can respond more precisely without over-penalizing entire groups?
Yeah, the market really faced dire circumstances, again, coming out of COVID and the economic inflation driving up loss costs. Insurers had to use that sledgehammer, as you referred to it, just to get enough base rate into their book to keep up with the trend. So now as the market's healthy, consumers are shopping and carriers are looking to grow, shopping is up, but that comes at a price to retention. In 2022, we saw the industry auto retention slightly above 83%, but the impact of the base rate and overall rate levels the market needed, 35 points being added from 2022 to 24, that had an impact of, as we measure, about 5 points drop in retention by early 2025. And we also see evidence in our data that it's been some of the highest lifetime value customers who have joined these shopping ranks. So where I'm going is that leveraging and optimizing every piece of available key rating data is key to maintaining segmentation across your book to ensure you have the right rate and are competing for these target customers so they can't easily go find a better rate.
In the current marketplace, Tim, auto insurers who have more sophisticated levels of segmentation are in a stronger competitive situation. So what can carriers do to make sure they aren't missing certain violations?
Yeah, so specific to violation data, really what we see in our best practice is MVR plus court records offer the most complete picture of risk. In the state record, there's specific elements and it balances where court data may be limited or restricted. In the court records, violations are found which were not on the MVR. The court records also provide the freshest source of data and the most complete countrywide search. So really the combination of these two, and in fact, calling out what may not be found on the MVR, our tests find an average of 16% more moving violations alone in our court record data countrywide.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
So you talked about how insurers who have best practices for use of violation data at new business can assess risk more accurately. What about at renewal, Tim?
Yeah, so for renewal, it really isn't significantly different. It's all about the need for matching price to risk. The largest component of a carrier's auto book is in their renewal segment. And therefore, it's critical that they maintain this pricing discipline, particularly from new business and underwriting a piece of new business into the renewal book. If an auto carrier doesn't monitor how the risk is changing over time and price appropriately, it begins to create subsidization. And ultimately, this impacts the overall pricing, which finally will threaten clean risks who are absorbing these subsidies. Going back to the retention and my call out about some of the highest lifetime value customers who have been shopping and switching. Here's the impact of not managing that risk as it changes.
Beyond pricing and underwriting, Tim, how can carriers leverage this type of insight to play a larger role in risk prevention and road safety, potentially working alongside regulators or consumer education efforts?
I think it's really what you called out, sharing an awareness of the risky driving and violation data through their thought leadership articles externally, policyholder communications, training and awareness, and those conversations with regulators that they hear and understand the trends in this risky driving and in these violations, how it's impacting consumers, how it's impacting road safety. But finally, by just managing the book of business, by maintaining the price discipline and managing the renewal book, matching the price to risk also reinforces to consumers a negative outcome, right? You get a speeding ticket, it leads to higher insurance rates, which is punitive, which a consumer, if I receive a speeding ticket, I know my insurance is going up, or I anticipate, and then it hits. That creates some negative reinforcement, but certainly that is much better than the options or the other outcomes of increased accidents and possible injury.
Now, given the continued rise in risky driving behaviors, what innovations in data and analytics do you see as the most critical for the industry to adopt in the next few years to stay ahead of emerging risk patterns?
Yeah, I shared that our studies have identified the ways that the market can better optimize the value from their current data. We'd recommend that auto carriers review how they're assigning points. Go back. They maybe more often look at the relativities for these point totals, but how they're assigning points really is critical. They maintain some regular review of that. So particularly if they've not done this in years, we'd really recommend that. Also, look to any data that may be dropped on the floor today. Non-moving violations and other violations we find can be very predictive. So be sure to leverage that data. We've also been receiving market feedback on product enhancements we have, where we believe we're seeing opportunity for the marketplace to really increase their level of sophistication and extract even greater value from the violation data. So we're excited to present this work further and our development plan in some upcoming customer meetings and some future announcements we're really excited for.
Well, Tim, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today, and stay safe out there on the roads.
Yeah. Hey, John, you have a great day. I appreciate it.
That was Tim Grant, AVP of Auto Insurance at LexisNexis Risk Solutions. And I'm John Weber for IAM Best Audio. Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.